Welcome to the Grace Junkies Jam Session. Grace Junkies, this is the second session, and in this session, Jill McKeever is going to lead off with our topic tonight, which is, well, why are you hiding your eyes, Jill?
I don't know, all of a sudden I'm embarrassed.
Are you, you're shy? You haven't had stage fright?
No one can see you.
She needs one of those little, like, testing walls, you know, that you took when you were in school, when you shared a table with kids.
Like when you go vote?
No, I need the KERA in the box thing.
You know when you were in school, and two kids sat at a table?
So what you're saying is you need blinders.
Remember those?
What you're talking about, the little divider things.
Yeah, and they had a little block, and you stuck the wall in there when you took a test, so you didn't cheat.
And had the little
That's what she needs, so she can't see me, because she's going to laugh.
So you need blinders, is what you're saying.
We're not cows.
Cows.
I am not a cow or a horse. I'm not a kitty cat. I am your mother.
You're definitely from Wisconsin. Cows.
I'm not a boat or a plane. I am your mother.
And we're all gathered together here to talk about the perfect church fellowship.
Yes.
And so, this was the topic that Jill picked, and she is going to tell us about her perfect church fellowship. So go ahead. What would it be like? Is it let me guess. It's rock walls, and it's there's like nobody there, but like, you know, like three people, and let's see, it's Santa Claus there, and no, I don't know,
the Easter Bunny. And St. Patty, since it's St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. And you?
Yeah.
That's your perfect church fellowship.
All on the mountainside, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Eating Cadbury eggs. And no.
No.
Okay. So.
Apparently she's smoking something since those other people are there.
Yeah.
Because they're all just.
And there's Abe and the gopher.
Yeah. Okay. Abe, that's Ambien. Oh. Where you right. take some sleep
I don't really
pills?
Know what that is.
It's okay. A sleep pill.
Oh. Well, all right. So this is I like this topic because it's kind of a personal pursuit for us right now, and mm-hmm. trying to find that next home church. Huh? And there's that
home church or church home.
Yeah, both D, all of the above.
Oh, all of the above.
So yeah, I like this topic because I have this idea now. I mean, I am not a veteran. I am not mature. I admitted to faith the other day. I'm completely immature and incapable of being able to bend right now because I have this vision of what I want church and fellowship to be like, and
because
I don't.
Because you just had it.
Yeah, I just had it, and I really liked it, and I don't want to go away from it, and I don't see it presenting itself here in the local town. So I'm kind of mixing up things that I'm reading with what I've experienced. And so what I want for Christmas is
if you wished upon the star,
that's right.
Disney would deliver you this.
That's right.
The following church.
The fairy would bring me bippity boppity boo. Okay. This is what I would get. It wouldn't be a church at all. There would be no building at all. It would be
kind of cold.
It would be a community. It's really a community. And okay. The community is there are people that have a strong spiritual walk. There are people that are in the middle of their walk. There are folks that have no walk at all. And we all get together, you know, every first and third Sunday or whatever. I don't even have a routine. But these people, this community, this family of people, we meet together and we support each other and we're there for each other and we all want the same relationship. We all want to know who Jesus is and we all want to fall in love with him and we all want to know how we get that abundant life that he talks about. And we're all after the same thing, but we're all at different levels. And I see that experience in a home, not mm-hmm. in a building, but in someone's home. And maybe not the mm-hmm. same home, but different people's houses. And it's not an egg bake, but yeah, we eat. You know, we all get together and eat. And our kids eat and play, and we all grow together.
So it's Baptist.
Probably. I don't know. I don't know anything else.
Well, if there's
Baptist.
Food there.
No, yeah. But we found this out just doing Growing Kids God's Way. Just in our little classes we would have, mm-hmm. we the first year or two years, we did them at church. But we did them – it was like on a Monday night at church. And it was in a little conference room. Mm-hmm. And it was fine. Then we did them in houses for two years. Mm-hmm. For 2 years we did them in our home and in somebody else's house. And then this year we went back to the church, and we were like, oh, no, this we will never do this again. Because it was just so much more intimate, and it was so much more just different. Yeah. It was just completely different doing it in a home, in somebody's house.
Yeah. There's a lot more personable moments when you're in somebody's house. Mm-hmm. And I'm not after the building, and I'm not after the sound system. But I would like to have a few people in the crowd that know how to play guitar, because I really want to dance for the Lord, and I want to do and I like doing it in my house, and I want to do it freely when I get together with other people. And so I see that, you know, when when we're together in fellowship, that whatever house we're at, or maybe we're all at a park, I don't care, because it doesn't matter. God's everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So we're and he's so it doesn't matter. It's where we gather together, and whether we're following a Bible study or we're just supporting each other, it's an ongoing daily process that we worship him. When we're together, we all want to worship him. Yeah.
Don't need a preacher.
No, we don't.
You haven't even mentioned a preacher.
No, I haven't. I don't want a leader in there. I want mature Christians in the group, and I do want, but leaders tend to hog the conversation, and there's no community in everybody looking at one person. We're already looking to Christ, and we're already looking to the Bible for our guidance, so it's not necessary to always look to one person to hold up the rest of the group. When we're all encouraging each other and we're, you know, encouraging each other and praying for each other, then God works through that, mm-hmm. works through that ministry. And but yeah, I mean, I didn't exclude Bible studies or anything like that. I want that there, but it's a flow and not a routine. That makes mm-hmm. sense.
Yeah.
So that's my ideal. And I was sharing with Faith earlier. We were discussing the traditional Sunday school class and how mm-hmm. a lot of times the Sunday school class, the format we were discussing, you know, it's one person standing up in front of a lot of people, and one person's doing all the talking and everybody else is listening. And sometimes we, you know, there's a lot of frustration there because we can't understand why people want to open up. And so I said, the best thing, my ideal Sunday school or that moment, that hour, is to get rid of all the chairs and bring up some couches. Mm-hmm. And yeah, let the egg bake be there, but not make it a time where you're learning a different lesson than what the preacher mm-hmm. has brought, but mm-hmm. know what he has. I mean, it's something that's planned. He knows what he's going to talk about. And if he wants you to focus on his topic, or maybe then he would provide questions, something mm-hmm. that could be discussed in that hour, that fellowship hour, that when you're in there together, you've all heard the message, and then you're sitting down and you're saying, wow, wasn't that great?
So isn't that sort of like the way the community Bible study works? You've been in a community Bible study before, mm-hmm. where you have a speaker, and then you go, and he's speaking on what you studied all week.
Right.
Or she was speaking on what you studied all week. Isn't that the way that works? I've never been
to one. CBS works where you do the lesson.
Right.
And then you do the core group where you do the lesson again with everybody else. And then you listen to a lecture on the lesson. The leader does a lecture okay. on yeah. what you
so
studied. So you do it three different times.
Yeah.
You get it three different ways. But what Jill is saying is that the pastor preaches, and then you come to Sunday school or whatever you want to call it, and then you discuss what he taught so that you can apply it to your life.
And this is kind of what we did when we were in Frisco. We went to Hope Fellowship, and there would be a message in the morning, and then we would get together, not every Sunday, but we would get together every other Sunday, which works real well because it is encouraging for people to get together because they only do it every other other Sunday. But we would get together, and then we would talk about, usually there was a series that was going on, so we would talk about what had just been talked about that day or what had been talked about throughout the series. And it gave people an opportunity to show up and not necessarily have to worried about filling out the questions in their book or anything like that. They could take in the material from the sermon, read whatever they've personally read during that time, and then be ready to talk about it at the get together. And it worked real well. People were able to contribute. People were able to talk about how that applied to their life experiences.
There was no pulling of the teeth. Because everyone was eager to share what they got out of the message that day.
Yeah, and like I said, and there was no, I didn't fill out those questions, so I can't really contribute to the conversation because I didn't fill out those questions. Well, you don't need to fill out the questions because you didn't fill out that sheet of paper.
They do
the homework.
Doesn't
exclude you from
the They do their homework. They got to stay in the corner.
Yeah, see, but that's what we have that feeling. We have that feeling of, I was supposed to do the homework and I didn't do the homework.
Well, yeah, and that's not this kind of format. Yeah.
Right. And that's what Jill's talking about is that we have that where we come together, where we all have that common, there's been some kind of topic of discussion, and then we all get together and we talk about it.
Well, and what I liked about it when she told me about it was that it doesn't allow people to, it causes people to show up and be there in Sunday school. You can't just come to Sunday school and hide in the back row.
Yeah.
You have to make a decision that you're going to be a part of what's going on. I mean, you have to be ready to be a part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you don't have to have prepared anything, but surely you went to church and you've thought about what the pastor talked about.
Well, it's like,
and you might have
like,
something to contribute. It's not high pressure.
But that's the thing. People bring an attitude with them when they come to a church. They bring an attitude with them. And usually, and a lot of times, it's, I've got these things I want to talk about. But more than not, it's okay, I'm going to come be quiet for an hour. But when you come to somebody's house, if you're just coming over to somebody's house just to visit with them, you're not bringing any... you're not coming over there expecting not to say anything for 2 hours.
Right.
No, your guard's completely
down. Well, what Jill said is when you go to Sunday school, what are you taught when somebody stands up in front?
Be quiet.
You sit down and be quiet. Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But then they want you to contribute, and everybody's like, but I'm supposed to sit and be quiet because you're standing up there.
And when you have those, I think what you're kind of we're talking about, too, is the fact that when you have... When someone, whoever's leading the discussion... Right? Mm-hmm. Maybe they have a list of bullet points that they want to throw out to encourage the conversation, sort of like you do with the forums on the website. You get in there and you see how the conversations are going, and if it sort of gets to a lull, maybe sometimes you throw in a little bit and sort of fan the flame.
I don't do that much anymore, but used to, yeah.
Yeah. And the same thing is true here. If one question sparks a 2 hour conversation, there's no need for any more questions.
Right.
No.
But if not, then there's an opportunity to say, okay, well, that's good. We've talked about that. What does everybody think about this?
You're prepared to go on.
There is a prepare. There is something. But it's not a formal Sunday school as in, okay, today we're going to talk about these three bullet points.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody just sits and listens and everybody's
or like with our Sunday school, anything. A lot of time it's another sermon.
Right.
Well,
right. Exactly.
It's a second sermon.
And that's what you were saying. Yeah, that's what I wanted to share with things. It's like, you need to throw out the chairs and bring up some couches because you made mention that when you're in a study and a new couple comes into your room, well, now you've got someone who doesn't know where you're at and has got to catch up or you don't even know if they own Bibles yet or you don't know where they are in their walk, and it seems like if you would remove the second message. Just remove it and make it just an hour where, it doesn't matter if all the men end up on one side of the room and all the women end up on the other side of the room. But what it matters that when you get together, you're actually just talking. you know, maybe somebody's got a problem.
You may end up praying the entire time for that person.
Yeah, it may be just a prayer. Yeah, an hour of prayer for the families or whatever. But it's a time. And then it doesn't matter if a couple comes in and they're new. All they see is fellowship.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And they see, okay. And when you do have those moments where the message is really good or the pastor's been able to prepare something for you to chew on during the fellowship hour, then, you know, you have something to discuss, and it's, you know, provided that everyone's been and heard the message first before they came into the room, you know, you've got a good topic. And then you're sitting there talking instead of saying, you know, instead of one person talking, you know, I said that, you know, now you can say, well, of the 3 points that all started with the letter R, how did the first one make you feel?
Exactly.
How did the second one make you feel? Yeah. And did anyone have anything to say about the third one? And yeah, and then you're like, okay, now how are we really gonna work that into our next week?
It makes you apply what you learned rather than just forget what you heard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes you really think about it rather than go, where are we going to eat?
Yeah.
And it makes you really.
Yeah, and there are so many times when I have been, it doesn't matter, you know, there's so many times when I've been to church and I've heard the message and I'm just, wow, 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 ouch, 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 ouch. And then I want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really want to talk about it with somebody. Yeah. And
you go to Tamales and talk about it.
Maybe.
But see, that's the thing.
But I usually get distracted.
Oh, yeah.
By picking up the kids and figuring out where we're going to eat, and then I forget.
We wind up creating these, these outside fellowships.
Oh, yeah.
Going to the restaurant and talking about it. And we pretend like Sunday school is just part of church, and that's, you know, just the way it's always been done, and that's just something that we're supposed to do.
Right.
But it really should all be, you know, dinner at Tamales. It should all be the fellowship and the relationships and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I always think of the fact that the early church was nothing but getting together in people's homes. You know, nothing but eating together and prayer.
That would be my perfect fellowship, is just get together and sing praise songs for a little while.
Yeah.
And then have Dr. Riller read the Bible for 45 minutes, and then we all discuss it. You know?
Yeah.
Because when he reads, he'll put in the little history, but it's not a sermon or anything. He'll just say, oh, and this is referring to this over here, you know. But he just works his way through the passage, and that would be my perfect thing. And because going out to their house is just... It's like that. It's just awesome, you know.
Yeah.
So that's all we got tonight.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's enough, I guess.
Pretty good.
Well,
I'm full.
That was genius.
If you have a perfect fellowship or like to comment on something we said, please send it to me at bradmc@mylifeministries.org. Or if you'd like to contribute something through an MP3, you can send it to that address as well. Thank you, and God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.